Yeah, welcome to Glow Music this blessed Monday, 11th of September, 2023. God bless you for making time to pray. Our divine mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music, edify believers through scripturally sound music, raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. Your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. As you fellowship and serve with us at Glow Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to his word in Psalm 37 verse 4. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 95 verse 2 and 3, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 95, verse 2 and 3, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
for the opportunity to gather with other believers in the presence of God to pray. Give him all the thanks
for the gift of salvation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for translating us, even as your word says, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. We are grateful for saving our souls from the enemy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this free gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with our brethren in your presence to pray. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we give you all the glory. Also thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Father, we thank you. Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for preserving the lives of each and every member of this ministry, for preserving our leader, preserving the purpose of the leadership of this ministry, preserving the purpose of Glow Music. We are grateful for the vision of this ministry. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you have satisfied us with long life. We are grateful for preserving us up until this day. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Ask for forgiveness of sins in any way you have trespassed against God's will. Scripture says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. pray asking that the will of God for your life and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing of his kingdom agenda for this time will be established. Father, we pray concerning your will for our lives. We pray, oh God, that we will walk in your will for our lives only. Your purpose concerning our lives will come to pass. We pray that your will concerning Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing your kingdom here on earth at this time will be established in the name of Jesus. Your will come to pass through Glow Music Ministry in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord Jesus, that your will concerning Glow Music, concerning establishing your kingdom in this end time will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you use Glow Music through the songs, outreaches mightily to establish your kingdom, to snatch people from hell, to snatch people from sin and bring them into your marvelous kingdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to use us for your mighty works in the mighty name of Jesus.
So be lifted up, oh Jesus. Ourselves and reconnect and restate our place of service to God. And so today the Lord wants us to pray about the power to be able to carry out this service the way he wants us to. So let's look at these scriptures. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Let's read it together. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus promised us that he would be with us. But before he told us he would be with us, he said we should go around the world preaching the gospel. And he gave us clear instructions that we should heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, cleanse lepers. So we are winning the souls, the signs and wonders required. Also, he's instructed us to do them. Why? Because he knew that he was going to give us what it took to be able to do all those things, which is the Holy Spirit. Let's read John chapter 1, verse 12. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He gave us the power, and we've learned over the time that the Holy Spirit is the seal of our salvation. And so that Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the power to live like Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And in Luke 24:49, let's read. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And we are very well of this story that tarrying in Jerusalem, they stayed at the top. They stayed in Jerusalem praying until the Holy Spirit came upon them. And when he came upon them, they moved with boldness. They moved with dedication. They moved with perseverance. They moved consistent in everything they did. And that is what we are doing. We are tarrying in the place of prayer. And we are, when we know that as the Holy Spirit dwells in us, it is my prayer that as we take this prayer, anybody who has not received the promise of the Holy Spirit with signs of speaking in tongues, we receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And if we have it, we are praying that the Lord will let this power find expression in our lives. And so we are quickly taking our first prayer. We're saying, our Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit,
which you gave us as promised.
Which you gave us as promised
to help us serve you.
To help us serve you
as your chosen one set apart unto you.
As your chosen one set apart unto you.
So let's make gratitude. Let's thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Even if you don't have it, thank him for the Holy Spirit. He promised it and he's not the one to fail. And so he'll release it unto you as we pray in faith. Dare to believe him right now. We don't take the role of the Holy Spirit in our life for granted. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the tongues you release into us. Thank you for the gifts that he came with. Thank you for the grace, the strength he came with. Thank you for his multifaceted role of being a helper, of being our standby, of being our advocate, of being our strengthener, of being our teacher, of being our friend, of being our personal assistant, reminder of all truth, teacher of all things. Areta baliande mekebelianda labam. Emekalia bashatai, remende de boyanda labande, repelia mashatai, arabalia mayande, emekende la moshatai mayande, erebede de boshatai, aramanda da rabosha. Somebody pray from your heart, both in your understanding and in the language of the Holy Spirit. Whatever we downplay his role, wherever we downplay the role of the Holy Spirit, we vex him. Let us not do that. Let's appreciate him, for appreciation is application for more. The more you thank him for his role, the more expressive he can be. Somebody give him thanks. Make aliyama shatai, araba dada bo shatai amayande, emekende la mojabaliyanda laba, irapali amayanda dada bo shekete liyanda labande, eleme demo shatai amayanda laba. Eregende liyama shabaliyanda la bo shatai, eremende liyama yanda la mo shatai. Aragandalia Masataya, Mendela Mosha Baliande, Rapalia Bayande de Bosataya, Emekende Le Mosha Baliande, Erabalia Mekayanda Lamande, Arasatalia Mayande, Erebellion de la Mosha Baliande Laba, Aragada da Boschete, Rebellion de la Mande, Emende de Mosha Bayanda Laba, Mekaya Mayanda la Mosha Banana Bayande, Erebede de Bayanda la Mosha Gadana Bayanda la Mayande. In Luke chapter 4, you see Scripture tells us after Jesus went to fast for 40 days and 40 nights, he returned full of the power of the Holy Ghost, and the fame of him spread abroad. Not because he just had the Holy Spirit, they couldn't see the Holy Spirit. But the expression of the Holy Spirit through their impact, through healing, through his teachings, made him famous across the entire town. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying that the Holy Spirit's power will find expression in us so that our service will bring the needed impact.
Amen.
So we're saying, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Let the power of the Holy Spirit.
Let the power of the Holy Spirit.
Find expression in us.
Find expression in us.
So that like Jesus.
So that like Jesus.
We can also serve with undeniable impact.
We can also serve with undeniable impact.
Grant us grace to be bold.
Grant us grace to be bold.
Willing.
Willing.
Consistent.
Consistent.
And persistent.
And persistent.
Serving you to make the needed impact.
Serving you to make the needed impact.
In this end time.
In this end time.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
We're taking it again, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Let the power of the Holy Spirit.
Let the power of the Holy Spirit.
Find expression in us.
Find expression in us.
Find expression in us.
Find expression in us.
So that like Jesus.
So that like Jesus.
We can also serve with undeniable impact.
We can also serve with undeniable impact.
Grant us grace to be bold.
Grant us grace to be bold.
Willing.
Willing.
Consistent.
Consistent.
And persistent.
And persistent.
Serving you to make the needed impact.
Serving you to make the needed impact.
This end time.
In this end time.
In Jesus' name. Somebody open your mouth and pray from the depths of your heart, both in your understanding and in the language of the Spirit. Father, we say, let the power of the Holy Spirit, whom you gave to us by promise, find outspoken expression in us. Find full expression. We yield our minds to him. We yield our hearts to him. We yield our bodies to him. We yield our finances. We yield every part of us. Let him find full expression, just like Jesus, so that the needed impact in this end time. God, we know you're doing something. You said it in your word. You prophesied it in the scripture. We know you are up to something in this end time. Wherever we fit in as a ministry and as individuals, let the Holy Spirit find expression in us to be able to generate the needed and undeniable impact in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be
bored.
We don't want to be empty
bags.
We want to be Christians by impact. We want to be believers by impact. In the name of Jesus, my God, blood alive, Rabadabu Shatan. Let him find expression in us by revelation of the word of God. Let him find expression in us. It's by prayer, by worship, by praise, in all things. Let the Holy Spirit find expression in us.
So that like Jesus we can also serve with undeniable impact. When we speak, there shall be undeniable impact. When we sing, there will be undeniable impact. When we play, there will be undeniable impact.
Both as a ministry and as individuals, Lord, do this and take your own glory. The needed end time impact is not just in service, service in terms of spiritual service, but in our work, our academics, our families, our societies, there must be impact. We read in Acts chapter 4 that the people had their brought their possessions together and they distributed for everybody to have something. At a point, they had to now assign some of the disciples to see to tables, because that aspect was also necessary. So we are praying that the impact from serving the Lord would also be evident in our work. That we will work with integrity, that we will work with discipline, that the Jesus, who is the wisdom and the power of God, the action of the power of the Holy Spirit is also evident in wisdom. And that is what promoted Joseph. It was not enough to interpret the dream, but he had the wisdom to actually do it, to see to it that it was carried out. And so the divine wisdom of God should also work through us in our work, in our academics, in our family, in our society, so that even just by the way we carry ourselves, souls can also be won. There will be impact for people to see. Hallelujah. So we are praying, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Let the impact from serving you.
Let the impact from serving you
flow through our work.
Flow through our work.
At heart.
And society at large.
So many will know us as believers indeed.
So many will know us as believers indeed.
And not just words.
And not just words.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in
heaven. Let the impact from serving you.
Let the impact from serving you
flow through our work.
Flow through our work,
academics,
family,
and society at large.
And society at
large.
So
many will know us as believers indeed.
So many will know us as believers indeed.
And not just in words.
And not just in words.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Somebody open your mouth and pray this prayer by understanding from the depths of your heart, both in words and in the language of the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, let the impact from serving you flow through our work, academics, family, and society at large. So many will know us as believers indeed, and not just words. Somebody give the Lord thanks. 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 Give the Lord thanks, somebody. We give you all the glory. Most High God of heaven, Most High Ruler of the earth, Most High King of nations,
this week, because we know that when we are with you, when you take the lead, every battle will encounter victory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so we thank you, Lord, knowing of surety that as we've come to pray, you've already done it.
Amen.
We give you all the praise. We thank you for your peace in our lives. We thank you that every single prayer today lifted up unto you has become a testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Kindly pay attention to the following announcements. We are glad you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our Mondays as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play a role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Bethel Encounter continues tomorrow, Anointed Tuesday edition, from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you make time to pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find them on YouTube in the description box.
Amen.
Watch live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Divine Power to Serve on glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts 20 verse 32.
Amen.
If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can do so using MTN Momo, and the number is 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. God bless you.
Share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. We shall meet again at 12 p.m. from tomorrow. Shalom.
Hello.